Good morning, Southern California, and welcome. If you're food obsessed, you've come to the right place. Join us for the next 2 hours, and you won't go away hungry. One of the first American culinary icons, Julia Child, said, "People who love to eat are always the best people." We agree. Live from the AM 830 KLAA studios at Angel Stadium in Anaheim, the SoCal Restaurant Show is on the air.
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Ducks hockey and Angels baseball. And as a matter of fact, the Ducks last night here at the Honda Center, you know, right really across the street from us here at Angel Stadium, they got back on their winning ways. They vanquished the Tampa Lightning. So we're glad that they're at the start of a little bit of a winning streak. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Delighted to be here, I must say. My colleague, Chef Andrew Gruhl, the founder and CEO of the Slapfish Restaurant Group, and also the founder of Two Birds in Irvine's Trade Food Hall, and also the full-service Raw by Slapfish, located adjacent to the original Fast Casual Slapfish on Beach Boulevard in Huntington Beach. And we don't want to forget, for your pizza lovers out there, his official New Jersey-style pizza joint, which is in the mess hall, and called Big Parm. We'll be joining us a little later in the show with his usual Ask the Chef segment. And it is a new year. There are a lot of new concerns for chefs and restaurants. A lot of unpredictability that you have to deal with on a daily basis that makes a difficult business, unfortunately, even more difficult. So Andrew will kind of recap where things are nationally in the hospitality industry and also locally, and what the major concerns are. And in the meantime, as you can and as you feel comfortable with, if you're uncomfortable dining inside a restaurant right now, and you know we definitely understand the concerns, a lot of restaurants have outside seating, and there is also the to-go option, because we're big supporters on the SoCal Restaurant Show of small, family-owned, independent restaurants. And ladies and gentlemen, they really need your help right now. So again, just keep it in mind. Do keep up with us on social media. We're really on all the platforms. Website's easy at SoCalRestaurantShow.com. Facebook is SoCal Restaurant Show. Send us a tweet if you like, and many of you do, at SoCal Restaurant. And as we're very fond of saying, for the very best in provocative food imagery, Instagram too, at SoCal Restaurant Show. And what we like about Instagram is that we're, you know, of course, talking about restaurants, food products. We paint a 3D word picture as best we can, but the visuals of some of these items really add to the conversation. So we're happy to have Instagram out there. And we're enthusiastically presented to you each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. And happy to say the always enthusiastic Aaron is with us in technical excellence this morning. Looking good, Aaron. Glad to have you here.
Thank you. Looking good as well.
Aaron and I always exchange a little food knowledge before we go on the air. And Aaron has recently discovered the authentic Italian panettone, and he's decided it's pretty good. So I would say that's a win for the morning. Little program note here. Very unusually, when we're talking about Ducks hockey, next Saturday, the Ducks are actually on the road in Eastern Canada, and they're playing the Ottawa Senators at a very early hour. So we're graciously stepping aside for Ducks hockey. They're going a long way. As a matter of fact, they're playing three games in Eastern Canada. The finale is in Ottawa playing the Senators, but they're also in Montreal, and they're also in Toronto. So again, if you tune in next Saturday at our regular time and wonder where we are and why Ducks hockey is on the air, that's the deal. But the good news is we're going to be back with a full show on the 5th. So again, just a little something to keep in mind. We're going to be talking about Long Beach Black Restaurant Week, which actually starts tomorrow. We have a great guest who is a participant in the event, Chef Vita, and she has the Gone Loco spicy food truck that serves Long Beach. And she's a character. Had a chance to meet her a little earlier in the week and, of course, taste her food. So we'll be chatting with her about what she's going to be doing for Long Beach Black Restaurant Week. But just so everybody has a chance to know who all the participants are in this big event, which starts tomorrow and runs through the 25th. Actually, it starts tomorrow and runs through the week. You can go to blackrestaurantweeklb.com, blackrestaurantweeklb.com, and that will have all the information on the participants. And again, it starts tomorrow on the 23rd and runs through the 30th. And there's recently an added event that I wanted to mention, and that is going to be on Tuesday, January 25th. There is going to be a pop-up for Long Beach Black Restaurant Week at Trademark Brewing, which we've talked about previously on the show, there at 233 East Anaheim Street in Long Beach. And the event is from 4:30 p.m. to close. And in addition to being able to sample some of the great craft beer that Trademark Brewing brews, a lot of the participants in Long Beach Black Restaurant Week that are either caterers or do pop-ups or have gourmet specialty food products, they are going to be there for you to be able to sample and enjoy their products. So included in the lineup is a caterer from, actually, he's pop-up, Northtown Bistro and caterer, Chef Ronnie Woods. And he's been all over television this week and, you know, doing some great items. So he's definitely one to watch. Chef Quinana Bradley, also a caterer. She does A Pinch of Salt. And I love the proprietress, and you got to love this name, Filthy Rich Banana Pudding. And you can believe that is a rich and decadent banana pudding. That's Latana Ward. She's going to be there. Cat's Gourmet Cookies is going to be there. And the baker is Kim Thomas. And a lady that has done a line of seasoned and flavored crackers. Very unusual, but very tasty. That's Michelle Roberts. She's going to be there with her smoking crackers and, of course, more. So, again, this pop-up that's within Long Beach Black Restaurant Week is next Tuesday, the 25th, from 4:30 p.m. to close at Trademark Brewing, which is 233 East Anaheim Street. The event itself, which also includes a lot of Black-owned restaurants in Long Beach, that starts tomorrow and runs through the 30th. And again, the website with all the participants, the information, the links to the menus and so on is blackrestaurantweeklongbeach.com. So blackrestaurantweeklb.com for all that information. We're also going to be talking, a year ago, we were talking about a new event called 10 Days Regarding Her, which is a group of women restaurateurs that got together to really network among themselves, but also do good for the community. And they did a big festival that lasted a week last year. It was actually 10 days. Over 100 restaurants and collaborators were involved. Not too surprisingly, 10 Days of Regarding Her 2022 will be coming back in March. One of the organizers and a board member of Regarding Her, Sylvia Gabriel, who is no a stranger to the SoCal Restaurant Show. She has Love and Salt in Manhattan Beach. She'll be joining us to talk about what's going on there and the event that's coming up. Then, of course, we have to talk wine. We'll be meeting with second-generation winemaker Michael Larner of the Larner Vineyards and Winery, which is in Ballard Canyon, which actually is their own AVA. This is in Santa Barbara County, really doing some wonderful things on their estate. Then we'll have a chance to reconnect with Darlie Newman of the PBS series Traveling with Darlie. Season 9 is about to debut on PBS, and two of the episodes that I loved in particular deal with the Alabama Civil Rights Trail. So we'll be talking to Darlie, with her emphasis right now being on local travel. And then, of course, we'll catch up with Chef Andrew Gruhl. So, You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. When we return, it's Chef Vita of the Gone Loco Spicy Food Truck. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats.